Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Yasmin. And we welcome all of our listeners to another episode of Bouncing Back with Yasmin Adams. Hey, Yasmin, how are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing good. Happy to be back another week.
We're so happy to have you back for another week as we continue to talk about mental health. So what are we going to discuss today? What's our topic today?
Yeah, so kicking off today's topic, it's pretty common knowledge that exercise is important for mental well-being. But on the other hand, it's also pretty common knowledge that popular forms of exercise like running or weightlifting is just not everyone's cup of tea, including me, which is why I've kind of made it a goal in my own life to incorporate physical movement and exercise that brings me joy instead of something that I dread looking forward to or dread doing. And I was able to find that through dancing. So I just want to share the health benefits of dancing and movement and even like different types of dance and dance classes you could try out and things of that nature.
That sounds great. I think if your exercise routine brings you joy, it's something fun to do. It just seems to follow that you're going to stick with it rather than if it feels like a chore.
100%. And really, a lot of the reasons people go to the gym are for those health reasons that they could be getting elsewhere through different activities. And you're just not aware of it, really. And you feel like you have to be doing the thing that you don't really like doing because it's good for you.
Okay, so let's tie together that idea of physical movement and in particular dancing with mental health.
Yeah, the first point I wanted to talk about was heart health. Dancing is considered a cardio and an aerobic exercise, which elevates your heart rate while doing it, which can improve cardiovascular fitness. And later on in life, this can reduce the risk of heart disease and really just improve overall heart health, which is especially a problem in America right now.
So tell us about dance and movement. You just said that it improves cardiovascular health and aerobics. How does that happen?
It happens through the movement. So kind of thinking about when you're in the gym, maybe on the treadmill, you're doing the running motion, you're getting tired, your endurance is going down, you feel your heart beating faster. That happening when you're doing things such as running is the same thing that's happening when you're dancing, but maybe you're just not focusing on it as much because instead of doing a repetitive arms, legs movement of running, it's more so, oh, I'm learning a step, I'm moving across the floor, I'm spinning in a circle now. So you're doing all of these things while it's also increasing your heart rate, such as how it would do if you were running.
Great. Okay. And it seems that in terms of the mental health aspect of it, I'm just guessing here, trying to get your opinion on this. Your example of being on the treadmill, if you're just walking fast or running for a long time, that seems like it could feel a little monotonous, whereas you're moving and dancing and twirling and, you know, doing different leaps and moving your arms around. Do you think that because you've engaged your mind along with that a little more than if you're just doing the same repetitive motion, do you think that might have a mental health benefit as well?
100%. Yes. Dancing improves cognitive abilities, which is kind of the path you're going on right now. It's that movement of learning and practicing the dance steps, which enhances your cognitive abilities, which includes things like your memory, your attention span, and your problem-solving skills.
So you also mentioned before we turned on the microphones that you wanted to talk about bone strength and bone health in relation to movement and dance.
Yes, because dancing is considered a weight-bearing activity, not like external weight, but your own body weight that you're moving, which strengthens your bones and reduces the risk of osteoporosis as you age. Just being able to carry your body weight, move your body weight, bring it up, bring it down to the ground, and, you know, things of that nature.
Do you know if it also helps with other bone, I don't know if you call it bone disease or just bone health as we age?
Yeah, from the research that I was doing, osteoporosis was the big one that I saw. But I do know that classes such as like water Zumba is a big one for bone strength and arthritis. One more benefit, like physical benefit I wanted to talk about is flexibility and balance. Just dancing in general requires or involves a lot of diverse movements, which improve flexibility, balance, and coordination, which can then in turn reduce the risk of falls and injuries later on.
I think that's super important. I know as a person who's getting older and has joint issues that one thing I really try to practice is good balance, and for exactly what you're talking about, mm-hmm. so that your risk of falling is reduced. And as we've all heard, or maybe if you're an elder person listening, you know, unfortunately, from personal experience, that if you're older and your bones aren't as great as they used to be, a fall can be life-changing. So I'm glad you brought up balance mm-hmm. and flexibility. It's so important.
Those are a lot of physical benefits. We can
right.
also talk about some mental benefits of dancing as well.
Yes.
Yeah, so we talk a lot about endorphins on this show, which is the body's natural mood booster. Dancing is a way to release those endorphins. Also things such as just emotional regulation and improved mood overall are also some good outcomes from that.
Yeah, I think you have the combination. If you're dancing, you probably have some music going on. So maybe there's a combination there of the endorphins being released and the cortisol going down as you're listening to music and as you're moving your body and feeling joy.
Yes, yes, exactly. And also being able to share that joy with others through things such as dance classes, if you're able to find those, or even inviting people over, hey, let's have a dance party in my living room. I'll provide chips, bring some drinks over, and just in sharing that joy with others around you as well.
That sounds like fun. Are there any particular, you know, we have some classes here in Wrangell. I know we've had Zumba in the past. We've had a few different types of dance classes. Anything in particular you would suggest if someone has the opportunity?
Yeah, I am also a really big fan of Zumba classes. Another class that I discovered recently earlier this year is bar fitness, which is similar to ballet, but instead of learning all of the moves, it's more so focusing on controlling your body and your movements and being precise. And it also is more of a workout than I expected it to be as well. Another fun one, jazzercise.
I don't know if Wrangell's had a jazzercise, but we definitely have had some aerobics classes that incorporated music and kind of some dance moves. But, you know, there are people out there in the community that know how to do these things. And I guess as a community member, I would just encourage you to maybe teach a class and share your knowledge.
Yes, 100%. Yes.
You also mentioned some cognitive abilities. We just touched on that briefly. Do you want to expand a little bit on cognitive abilities that movement and dance can bring in improving mental health?
Yeah, sure. So when talking about cognitive functions, we're also talking about the brain's ability to form connections or pathways in a way. So when we're present in the moment, learning, processing information, our brain is working and it's sharpening itself and things of that nature.
So actually increasing or forming new pathways.
Yes, yes.
That's really interesting.
Dancing is a really stimulating movement and exercise.
You know, whether a person has an opportunity to take a dance class and learn specific moves and be with a group of people, that's great. But I also think that, you know, just to go out, if there's an opportunity for live music or an opportunity, as you said, to invite a group of people over to have a dance party, seems like that would be really great for mental health.
Yes. Closing out this episode, I just want to remind everyone that you don't have to be good at something to enjoy it. I know that I am not Beyonce's next backup dancer, but I can pretend and I can have fun while doing it. So just try not to be too much in your head and allow your body to move freely, which is sometimes easier said than done, but it doesn't hurt to try.
I think that's great. Yeah, or yeah, I'm. You're probably closer to being one of Beyonce's backup dancers than I would ever have been in my entire life. But that's okay. It feels good to dance. It feels good to just, you know, dance in your home, dance like you just don't care and feel good about it.
Yes, exactly. I really enjoy talking about this topic. This is something I'm really passionate about, and I really have fun while doing it. So I really enjoy being able to share about it and talk about it.
Well, I'm really glad to have you here, and this is a really great topic, movement and dance, as it relates both to physical health. I think people often think about the physical health, but don't often realize that there's also a lot of really good mental health aspects of dancing and joyful movement.
Yes, both, yeah.
All right, Yasmin. So unless you have anything else, I think we'll wrap this up for this episode. Have a great 4th of July.
Yeah, have a good 4th of July weekend.
Thank you. We will. Yasmin has picked out some fun dance tunes to wrap up this episode of Bouncing Back with Yasmin Adams. We encourage you to get up and move during this dance break.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, come on. DJ got the party started, there's no end in sight. Everybody's moving to the rhythm that's inside. It's a crazy world, but tonight's the right situation. Don't get left behind. I can feel the music moving through me everywhere. Ain't no destination, baby, we don't even care. There's a place to be if you need the right education. Let it take care.
I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it, so don't stop. And under the lights when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know. Just imagine. Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Bouncing Back with Yasmin Adams, encouraging everyone to improve your mental health and your physical health by getting out and dancing. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you again next week. Stay with us. Your midday news is next.